Hey y'all, this your girl Gemini, and welcome to the Gemini Sunshine Show. Today I want to be talking about smart money saving tips, and I'm going to share my story with you guys. So as of with this pandemic COVID-19 situation, myself personally, it really didn't affect me as much. The only thing that I have an issue with is with my paychecks at my job. They have switched a different pay stub company, and they have been messing with our money. So right now, I just had to make sure I write down how many, hours that I had worked or whatever. Like, they didn't make sure I get my money and stuff. So by that being said, I'm going to actually do that later on. Because if you don't do it, if you don't write it on a piece of paper, they will get over and they will be, getting away with your money that you worked for. Anyway, I, myself personally, I've been busting my ass. I've been working very hard. I have a second job, and from my first and my second job, I'm thankful that I'm able to even have two jobs like this right now because of this COVID-19 situation. I have been saving a lot. I have also been doing a little spending as well. But if I had to weigh out my savings with my spending, I'm going to say that basically I have been saving more than I have been spending. And I'm very proud of myself because it took a lot of change. It took a lot of sacrifice. It took a lot of everything to stop overspending, because when we first got into this COVID-19 situation, I had money, but I didn't have the money that I wanted to have right then and there. And then I was thinking about, my mom always told me, don't always spend all your money all at once. Spend a little bit and put the rest up. So I'm like, okay, now that I'm doing it, I can see the difference and the ease and, everything with me saving and all that. I'm going to tell you guys something. The way I did it, I couldn't believe that I actually did it like the way I, did. And, it was very, 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 very refreshing. It's very relaxing. I really don't have to worry about, oh my God, I don't have no money, what I'm gonna do, blah, blah, blah. But no, I'm really straight. And I'm just thankful that I was able to do that, because at the end of the day, when you have a bank account, that's another thing too. Even with some of the banks, it depends on what bank you're dealing with. If you're not dealing with a good bank, they will easily take money from under your nose without you knowing. And that's a known fact, because I had that happen. And I have seen it happen to multiple people that I know. And it's just very amazing how much money that you could be saving instead of, spending it on dumb stuff. So it's it's just really, really awesome to actually be saving money. And I'm very proud of myself. I really am. I'm really proud of myself. So it's what more do you want? I'm going to tell you, even though I've been doing this thing, I also did something stupid. I went to the bank and I had overdraft my card, and I only took $150 out. And when I looked at my account, they were saying $170-something. And I'm going to call them and I'm going to correct that, because I'm going to tell them, first of all, I didn't take no $170, nothing. No, I took $150 out. So therefore, I'm gonna pay y'all $150. That's it. Y'all not getting no extra money from me at all. No extra money. So, by that being said, I'm just not going to let them do that to me, because they are known for taking money from people. And if you allow them to get away with certain stuff, you would never be able to do what you're supposed to do far as money-wise. And that shit pisses me off. Let me see if this is gonna work. All right, so it worked. It worked. So by that being said, I had did a little transaction just now on my account because I didn't want any of my cash being tampered with at all. And let me tell you why. Because, like I said, I had overdraft, and they charging me $76.77, which is not right. And I'm going to tell them, like, no, you need to fix that because I only withdraw $150. What are y'all getting this extra money from? Anywho, I had been saving money. I'm going to tell you guys how... Excuse me. I'm going to tell you guys how I saved up $2,000 less than a month. Or maybe I'm going to say 2 months. I saved up $2,000 in 2 months. And what I did was every time when I get like $200-$300, I would actually put it up. And as I sit there and I was putting up $200-$300, and I was putting up, you know, $400, $500, $600, $700. And I just sat back and I watched it grow. And I was so amazed how much my money had grew. And it's just like planting a tree or a flower. Once you insert that seed into the soil, and the only thing you got to do is just keep watering and making sure it gets the water and it never get dehydrated, it's going to grow. And that's exactly what I did with my money. I inserted in the soil. I watched my money grow. I kept watering my money, and I did not let my money get dehydrated. And ever since I've been, you know, hydrating my money, which is saving, it actually grew. And when I say I'm so amazed at how much I've been saving, how much my money has grew, I'm very proud of myself. I'm like, damn, I can't believe that. And I can just imagine how much money I spent last year. As far as, you know, with me, you know, doing my side hustle, through my second job. And I'm like, I was very disappointed in myself because I was like, dang, that's crazy. And then I noticed that it be certain stuff that I be wanting. And then I look back and I look at my money. I'm like, well, damn, I ain't gonna be able to do that because my money is not together yet. But now that, you know, my money is together, I probably could do it. But I'm not gonna really go ham either because of, you know, the holidays, anything like that. But me personally, I know for a fact that I think we still gonna be able to have a Christmas. I think that people are still gonna be trying to worry about Black Friday shopping, which is fine with me because I like Black Friday shopping. Far as what my game plan is, well, me personally, I'm going to just get stuff that I didn't have, you know, and I want to switch it up. I'm not going to get a whole lot of sneakers like how I used to do every year. I'm only going to probably get maybe like one or two pair of sneakers that I really, really want. And then I'm just going to get like Uggs and stuff like that. But and gift my mom with a few things. But me personally, like, and oh yeah, not to mention maybe like a little bit of electronics. I do want them AirPods. I really want those bad. because it's like I hate hand the cord ones. And then from what I've seen, like, we're supposed to be coming out with the new iPhone. I think it's iPhone 12. And they were saying that they're not supposed to, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm going to look this up. Because they said that we're supposed to be getting the new iPhone without the cord or some bull crap like that. And I'm like, okay, if we're not going to get the headphones and the charging dock, like, what? So I'm going to read this to you guys. And it was saying Apple's new iPhone is closer than ever, as both of the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro are expected to land in the next couple of months. We are expecting both devices plus another two phones to be announced in September this year. So I'm going to be watching the keynote. And then it says September is normally when we see the new iPhone, but the COVID-19 pandemic may change things for the iPhone 12 release date. A delay is possible, which may mean we have to wait longer for the headsets. But currently, rumors suggest the phones will at least be unveiled by the end of 2020. And then it says, what's set to change with the new iPhone 12? First up, you should expect four members of the iPhone family, which includes the base handset as well as in the iPhone 12 Max and iPhone 12 Pro and the iPhone 12 Pro Max. That's similar to the iPhone 11 series, but includes the new handsets line. And they're called the iPhone 12 Max. That's likely to be a larger phone that's a similar size to an iPhone 12 Pro Max, but it won't feature such top-end specs. Other leaks and rumors suggest it says there will be a debut of a 5G technology on a iPhone. And it may even see the biggest design change since the company adopted the notch in 2017. The leaks are suggesting this will be one of the most exciting iPhone launches ever, when we don't know much for certain yet. We do know it's set to have iOS 14, and there are some facts that have been consistently leaked over the last few months. Right. So basically what they're saying is that hold on, let me read this. Then they also were saying that a new report suggests in the iPhone 12 may be far better than the autofocus than the previous iPhone devices. Plus another report suggests that Face ID may be better than ever on this device. So, even though I said that I wasn't going to get the iPhone 12, I'll probably end up getting it. But I'm still going to keep this one that I got. And it says, what would it cost? Suspect $649, and then Euro 700, and then Australia is 1200 and up. So, I'm glad I'm not out there. But from what I heard that they're not going to have, like, the little box piece for the charger and stuff like that in the headphones. That's what I heard. I really don't know yet. But they saying it's most likely unveiled on Tuesday, and we'll put our money on it being revealed on either September the 8th or September the 15th. Excuse me. So, guys and ladies, mark your calendar for the keynote, for which is in September. And for September and on a Tuesday. Now, myself personally, yes, I'm gonna be watching the keynote. Yes, I am. I'm definitely gonna be watching that. And it was saying how much would the iPhone 12 cost. So But that being said, from our price range, it started at $6.99. And then in over there in United Kingdom or whatever, it's $729. Then Australia is $1,199. And then the iPhone 11 Pro starts at $99. And then in Euro is $1,049. And then it's Australia, $1,749. And then the iPhone 11 Pro Max starts at $1,099. Then this one in Euro starts at $1,149. In Australia is $1,899. But okay, so the prices for this new iPhone 12. Okay, let me start it off. The model iPhone 12 4 GB, which is the 128 GB, which is $549. The iPhone 12 and the 5G is $649. The iPhone 12 Max 4G, $649. The iPhone 12 Max, $749. And then for the iPhone 12 Pro, $999. And then for the iPhone 12 Pro is $1,099. So by that being said, those for the 112 GB. But the 256 GB is going to be $700. Well, for the 4G, they don't have the information leak. But far as with the iPhone, well, basically they only just have the price ranges for the 128 GB, which is the first one I just read. Now I'm on the second one, which is 256 GB. I mean 256 GB. So for the iPhone 12. 5G is $749. The iPhone 12 Max 4G, the information is not leaked. And for the iPhone 12 4G, for the 256 GB, is not, information is not leaked. For the 4G iPhone 12, the information is not leaked. But for the iPhone 12 Max is $849. iPhone 12 Pro is $1,099. And then for the iPhone 12 Max is $1,199. So that's not bad. But let me tell you guys something. It's still the same price ranges from last year. And then it's like for the 512 GB, no information leaked. Not an option. No information leaked. Not an option. But for the 12 Pro is $1,299. And then for the iPhone 12 Pro Max is $1,300. After taxes, maybe like that. But me personally, I think that I'm going to go ahead and probably get it. 9 out of 10, I'm probably going to get it. Because I want a new phone. And I'll probably get my mama a new phone. I'll probably get her iPhone so I can FaceTime her. Because I can't stand when I can't see her face. I need to see what I look like. And I need to see her. So, I'm definitely going to try to do something nice for my baby. I remember last year, last year before then, I remember when I first got the iPhone 11. And my dad was like, "Ooh, can you buy me a phone?" And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "I'm going to get you a phone." He was like, "I want a phone like you get." And I was like, "All right." He was like, "How much you pay for it?" I was like, $1,100. I didn't say, "No, you better keep, no, that's all right." And I was so mad because I was like, dang, and I really want to get him an iPhone. But my dad ended up getting a Galaxy. And, you know, my dad passed away last year. It hurts me to say that he passed away. It's been very hard for me, you know, to actually lose a parent because, you know, even though sometimes we don't always see eye to eye, but that was my dad. Me and my dad, that was my best friend. I talked to him about everything. We were very close. And then, like, far as my mom, like, I love my mama too. Don't get me wrong. I love my mom. We're very close too, but sometimes she plucked my nerves. But me and my mom, we got like a sister-sister relationship. It's just like me and my dad. We had a, like, our relationship was just more than like father and daughter. It was like, he was my father, he was my brother, he was my best friend. So that's why, you know, and at the end of the day, like, my dad and my mom, they young at heart. They got a young spirit, so that's why I could always relate to them, because my mom, my dad, they, especially my dad was very young at heart. Like, even though he was, like, 62, my dad was very, very hip to everything. My mom is, too. Like, she be hip to certain stuff. Like when she be talking sometimes, like, I be like, girl, what you know about that? It be so cute. It be so cute. My own, like, older people try to be hip to, like, the young fashion. It be so cute. I'm like, look at you. Look at you trying to be young. It's cute. But anyway, yeah, I know a lot of people is going to be burning their money for freaking Christmas. Let me tell you, I'm being honest with you. I already know for a fact it's going to be a lot of people that's going to be burning money like it ain't nothing. And I'm going to tell y'all guys something. It's okay to treat yourself to something, but just don't overdo it, because, like, at the end of the day, you got to be real cautious. And like they were saying about this iPhone situation, like, even though we're going through this pandemic situation, we don't know what the outcome may be. And I'm thinking also, even if they still let us have Black Friday, it's going to be very, very crazy, because they probably only going to let a certain amount of people inside the mall or inside certain stores. So my plan is, if I was to go, I'm definitely going to make sure I have a face mask. I'm going to make sure I have water, everything I need, because I know I'm going to be in every damn store. Then, as far as with my list, I really didn't make no list yet. I need to start getting everything together. My mom even gave me a good tip, too. She told me that it's always good to go Christmas shopping through the whole season, which is like from spring, summer to fall or whatever. That's what she basically told me. She was like, it's good to, you know, do some Christmas shopping early. But, I need something that I had wanted for a very long time, and it is the Dyson blow dryer. And I really want that blow dryer so bad, because I think that blow dryer is the bomb. It's just cute. I told myself that I wasn't going to get it until I get myself together, as far as, like, financially wise. I really look at it like this. You cannot get stuff like that and you're not financially straight yet, because it's like, you're going to look dumb. You got a $300, $400 blow dryer, but your stuff ain't together. Like, no, that's not a good look. So, by that being said, I was like, I'm going to actually, you know, do some changes. And like I said, this change is good, and I love it. I love this change. This is the type of change I like. I like it. I like the change. Change is good. You know, that's all I'm going to say. Change is freaking awesome. Me personally, I know a lot of people are like, I ain't lying to you guys. I had to really set some people straight, because people really, really was distracting me from what I was trying to do. And I had to leave a few people on my It was no, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, it was cool people, but I felt like at the end of the day, if I'm focusing on something, I really need the space and I need the respect for you guys to understand that this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm working on, this is what I'm trying to become a better person with my money or my time or whatever. And I had posted some on my Instagram yesterday, and I said, no more distractions. So when I said that, somebody that I was, you know, kind of like hanging out with looked and felt some type of way. And I'm like, why would you feel some type of way when I said no more distractions? You need to respect what I said. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to hang with you, because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to put people down. But a person told me that if you hang with people that's not financially stable, you're going to become like them. But if you hang with people that's financially stable and got their stuff together and got businesses and all that, you are the company you keep. So by that being said, I was not hanging with nobody that was not trying to get their shit together, and I had to cut them off. And it's not healthy to hang around people that's not good for you mentally, spiritually, physically, none of that. Because you have a lot of people that be hanging with people just because they know people got money. And I had a person that was hanging with me, trying to be with me because I had money. And I'm like, you're not going to use me because you know I got money. Like, that's not going to work. Like, no. And when I stopped spending my money on them like that, they stopped feeling some type of way and started acting different towards me. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is why you hanging with me, because I wasn't spending money on you. And this is why you with this bitch right now, because she's spending money on me. But that's fine, because at the end of the day, y'all going to always be, you know, always, y'all always going to be financially fucked up, not me. So whatever. But yeah, like, I said what I said, no distractions. And as of right now, as far as with this COVID-19, I don't have time to be hanging around a whole lot of people, and I fuck around and get sick, and I'm going to be pissed the hell off. So no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be in that caliber with people that doesn't understand what the hell I mean. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that I made change. I made change as far as with friends-wise, my money-wise, all that. And it's very important to actually make the change, because you can't always keep repeating the same cycle. And then you wonder why you're not getting better results, because it's time for you to make a change. It's time for you to make a sacrifice to get to what you want to be or what you want to have. So, excuse me. And then plus, you also can't get that. And it's been very awesome.